This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
FML, fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Tell him, tell him how they can watch the Cavs.
Well,
let's
I don't
do
know.
It.
Maybe I don't need to tell them because apparently.
Let them know.
Apparently, they were watching game two in the press release that came out from Bally Sports. Game two on Bally Sports Cleveland, the highest since 2018, game four versus Indiana. Three times the viewership of last year's game one versus the Knicks. Two times that of viewership of four of last year's round one games. 134% higher versus average viewership of the regular season. I will say some of these numbers are a little doctored because I believe last year's game one was available nationally televised on, was it TNT last year against the Knicks?
I don't remember. I've tried to block that out.
This year, you know, there was only one place to watch it because it was blacked out on.
Mm-hmm. So the people who are blacked out.
On NBA TV.
How do we go about this? How can we help people?
So the Cavs wanted to make sure to let everybody know, because that's what they are in the business of doing,
yeah.
That the reason so many people had issues in Game 2 was because of location,
okay.
location.
All right.
Location services. People were messing around with their location services.
Well, wait, you don't want they Big said, Brother to track you.
They said that was one of the big issues because they had to know where you were watching the game from.
Okay.
And if you were watching the game in a different city, say it said Detroit or Pittsburgh, you're going to be blacked out because you don't get Bally's. That Bally's does not have the Cavs game, apparently, in those markets.
But you don't get NBA TV either.
Well, that's part of the issue because of the way that the NBA determines your region.
Okay.
Which sucks.
So
if you were in Cleveland, Ohio,
okay,
and you were looking at the methods that you watched regular season games.
All right.
I think they cracked down once the playoffs started. They also, this was the other part of what the team was saying.
What is it?
Password sharing.
Ooh.
If you were password sharing, there was a crackdown.
So are you telling me that some of the people complaining to us were just sharing passwords?
Yes, and some of my friends were. Some of my friends said it had worked all year, that they didn't have cable, they were using their parents' login, or they're using a family member's login. All of a sudden, either the system couldn't handle it, or there was a crackdown. But either way, whatever they were doing all season was not
working. So what do they got to do today? What do they got to do tonight?
Well, I think if you have cable, you should be in luck, right? Because you have Valley Sports if you have that tier.
Okay.
But if you don't, I don't know a lot of what to tell you. There are ways to subscribe to Bally's, right? Bally's has their own direct-to-consumer subscription service.
Yeah, but there were people saying that the app was having problems.
That I cannot help you with. If those are the issues and for whatever reason it's buffering or it's freezing.
All right, what about the bar? Can you go to the bar?
Boy, we didn't get. Did we
it's
get
a
any?
Thursday night, guys. Let's go to the bar.
Thursday night, Thirsty Thursday.
Were there complaints from people that were watching at the bar that didn't have it? I didn't see anything.
No. I didn't see anything as far as complaint. I mean, you have your
most
bar.
Bars in the area know to subscribe to a cable package that has Bally's.
You can't be a bar and not have the game.
Even if you're not a sports bar, you would still have a television that would have the sports on at that time. Are there any bars that don't have a TV?
There are a few.
Yeah, in my house.
A few cocktail bars that I'm aware of who do not want that stuff on TV.
They don't want a TV?
There's one in Tremont that famously has a black and white TV, and they're showing old movies. So they're just not.
Which one's
they
that
are not,
one?
I'll tell you after. But they
kind of want to see
they don't
that.
Want people coming thinking they're getting the game.
Can I show up in nothing but Cavs gear and watch an old movie at that bar?
That would be amazing.
Got to have the foam finger and the face paint.
Start chanting James Cagney. Can I do that?
There was Ohio City. We went into a nicer place, and we sat at the bar, and there was a TV a couple of years ago. And I'm like, hey, there's a big Cavs game. And they're like, hey, you're going to have to go elsewhere. We are counter-programming. We are not that place.
Holy Chautauqua.
At least they were honest. They let us know.
They let you know. So, okay. So if you had problems, you can get the app, apparently. Did they do like a 7-day trial or something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah, you know what? Never mind. Don't want to do that.
We don't have.
But I put it in the ether anyway. So you guys go ahead and think.
Officially,
about
the schedule for the Cavs. Do we know TNT is going to be game four? Okay. So we know 1 o'clock on Saturday. I don't think we know after that.
I don't think they tell you until after game three what is happening.
So this could happen again.
On TV.
Ooh.
I mean, this very well could happen again. You should be good,
but
again on Saturday at 1 o'clock.
Well, I'm looking at last year's game one was on ESPN and Bally's.
Well, flatly, that's a new reason to root for a sweep here.
Let's get another reason to root for a sweep because it doesn't happen in the second round. Second round, it's all
ESPN
going to be
or
ESPN
TNT.
Or TNT. Yeah.
Okay,
ABC.
Are we willing to run it back with JB? Are we thinking about it? If they win this series, like with a sweep, and then they compete. Like, how far do they have to compete with Boston?
So I'd ask you, what was the case against JB all season long?
Even though he was
dealing with injuries. They were the fifth most injured team in the NBA.
The last 2 minutes.
Yep.
I got to tell you,
blown
from
leads,
some of the things I heard, some of the veterans not very thrilled with dog chains.
Focusing on the refs more than the team.
Yeah, a lot of the ref.
Excuse-making after, and you wondered if that permeated throughout the locker room that the players were too worried about.
But I also brought up, again, to try in my best vein to be fair to JB, what was it that he had to say that he basically had to say on behalf of his organization? It's the same thing we've accused the Browns of in the past, isn't it? Like, hey, man, if the GM ain't talking, like, the coach is going to be asked unfair questions. Well, maybe JB was asked unfair questions.
Didn't it feel like there wasn't as much accountability in those post games?
Oh, clearly. Yeah, that's why people were upset.
Yeah.
Demos and Shaker, you're next up on the Fan.
All right. So, Ken, are you telling me that it took Miami beating Boston to put a crack in your doom wall here that you've been on for 9 days here or whatever?
I haven't been doomed at all. What are we talking about? What doom
your
wall?
Whole your fixation with JB, how he can't get fired and stuff, and in
I didn't
reality,
say that. What did I say? What did I say that he can't get fired? I want to know. When did I say that?
You didn't. You couldn't find a scenario where he wasn't going to be fired over the past. Week
I could
or so.
Not find a scenario where he wasn't going to get fired
right,
over the next week
Boston,
or so.
Though Boston loses, okay, they have a longer series against Miami.
Wears
them down. Increases our chances of beating them, and that is like now all of a sudden now you can see a little bit of light that JB isn't going to get fired, and it's like
I can see a little bit of light that he might not get fired. So what's the problem?
Right. Ugh. It's tedious. That's all. Tedious radio.
Like this call.
Wait a minute. I didn't want to run.
Yeah, I don't understand.
I didn't want to run.
What is tedious about like? Okay,
I thought the call was tedious.
Ponderous calls and radio shows.
I was unhappy with you last week. I also think you're fair. You're watching the games.
Right. Yeah.
You've said you think JB is doing a great job.
I don't want him to get fired. I do not want the coach to be fired.
Yes, you've made that clear the whole time that you didn't want it to happen.
Four years.
You thought that it probably was going that direction.
I didn't think there was a way that
and
he
I don't think there's anything wrong with having both of those ideas.
Yeah. I can accept
Apparently,
the reality. I accepted the reality of Mike Pettine getting fired by the time Thanksgiving was there that season.
Yeah. Well,
but I did not want Mike Pettine fired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did not want Mike Pettine fired. I didn't want him to lose his job.
I think many people wanted
him
fired.
Yeah. Like that's not a hard thing to say. Like if it goes wrong with Kevin Stefanski, at this point, Tone, wouldn't you and I go, man, that sucks. But I would understand the significance of it. What does that mean? If you want guys to root for guys to get fired, I'm sorry. Like I'm not going to speak for the guy across the table from me, but I ain't your guy. I haven't been that way for 12 years.
I had
a guy hate my guts right to my face, and I still didn't ask for him to be fired.
I thought it was a foregone conclusion. He was going to be gone no matter what. But I will admit, like when you see them win a playoff series, and if they do, they might be the only team to pull off sweep. If that happens, we have new information. Like we now see a team that is healthy, that is playing well together, and is a little more of the mold of what they were trying to be.
Coming up later, why Reggie Bush is why Lima says I'm a Michigan fan, and a fantastic either-or for Cavaliers fans. Next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.